It's 7:32. Brian has the news headlines.
Thank you, Rachel. Fine Gael's Sean Kelly has become the first MEP to be elected in the Ireland South constituency after exceeding the quota on the first count. Barry Andrews of Fianna Fáil topped the poll on the first count in Dublin, and independent Luke Ming Flanagan leads the poll in Midlands North West. Counting of votes will resume in all three European Parliament constituencies this morning. In the local elections, Fianna Fáil has a narrow lead over Fine Gael with 244 seats to 242. Sinn Féin has 100 councillors elected so far, with independents continuing to make gains across the country. 12 seats remain to be filled in 5 county councils, with counting complete in 26 councils. The independent candidate John Moran is the front-runner to become the first directly elected mayor of Limerick as the count enters its second day. Mr Moran is followed in the race by independent Helen O'Donnell and Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan. The government is today expected to approve a scheme to allow Ireland to join an EU military initiative to defend critical seabed infrastructure against sabotage, terrorism and espionage. Enlisting in the scheme will require both government and Dáil approval. An investigation has begun after around 5,000 fish died in a section of a river designated for conservation in County Cork. The fish kill happened in the River Aloe in North Cork. Ishke Éireann operates a water treatment plant in the area and is investigating a reported spillage at the plant. Now, the weather forecast: dry for most today with isolated showers moving southeastwards across the country. A bright start with widespread spells of sunshine. However, patchy cloud will spread from the northwest during the day. Highest temperatures 12 to 17 degrees.
26 minutes to 8. Brian Finn has the business headlines.
Mary, thank you. Good morning. European stocks and bonds and the euro are back in the spotlight. It follows losses yesterday after the calling of a snap election in France in the wake of gains for the far right in the European elections. However, stocks had been at record highs last week in anticipation of an interest rate cut, which was subsequently delivered by the European Central Bank. Oil giant BP has tightened rules on workplace relationships. It comes after former CEO Bernard Looney was dismissed for failing to disclose details about his personal relationships with colleagues. Senior managers must now report any intimate relationships that have taken place with colleagues in the last 3 years or face disciplinary action. Energy supplier Flowgas is opening what it says is the Republic's first dedicated bio-CNG or compressed natural gas refueling station in a self-service station. The new station, located in North County Dublin at St Margaret's, can accommodate the refueling of up to 50 heavy goods vehicles per day from one dual-sided high-speed dispenser. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at $1.77 and 84.5 pence sterling.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with Hyundai. Discover our limited-time 242 offer on the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6 this week. See Hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel news, I'm Sinead Niúdachán. There has been an incident in Tipperary this morning on the M8 northbound between Junction 8, Feathered, and Junction 7, Cashel North. There has been a collision on the M1 southbound in Dublin beyond Junction 4, Donabate. It's in the hard shoulder and expect delays on approach. Busy in Cork on Tower Road eastbound between Lee Cross and the Carrig-Rohan Road Junction. And same story in Galway on the Tuam Road inbound. It's slow there from 2 Mile Ditch to the Castlegar Road. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
At Hyundai, we're lucky that we can provide you with options when going electric. With back-to-back winners of World Car of the Year in 2022 and 2023, Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, alongside the award-winning Kona, our trained EV advisors can guide you to start your electric journey. Learn about our battery longevity and dramatic cost savings by speaking with us today. Test drive our award-winning electric family range and see more at Hyundai.ie.
Without people like you, our efforts would fall flat. But when people like you give blood, someone in need gets a lifeline. Maybe someone just like you. We never get to choose when to need blood, but we can choose when to give. Find out how to become a donor at giveblood.ie. We count on you.
RTE Radio 1.
Experience the joyous story and soaring music of the internationally acclaimed musical Come From Away has landed at Borgosh Energy Theatre. This multi-award winning smash hit show shares the remarkable true story of the 7,000 air passengers who were grounded in Canada during the wake of 9/11. Come From Away at Borgosh Energy Theatre, now on until June 22nd. Tickets available now.
Entertainment updates on RTE Radio 1.
This Bloomsday.
And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again.
Experience the complete RTE recording of James Joyce's Ulysses.
And then he asked me, would I? Yes, to say yes, my mountain flower.
RTE Radio 1 Extra.
And first I put my arms around him, yes.
From 8 a.m.
And drew him down to me so he could feel my breath all perfume, yes.
With tailored explainers, podcasts, interviews and more on RTE.ie.
And his heart was going like mad.
The complete Ulysses.
Yes, I said, yes.
June 16th, RTE Radio 1 Extra from 8 a.m.
I will, yes.
Bloomsday on RTE. You will, yes.
On RTE Radio 1.
Another good night at the Athletics. We're getting used to saying that. Darren Frahill is
here. Yeah, you know what? It makes a change, doesn't it, Rachel? Yeah. Makes a change.
Yeah, I was saying that earlier so many times over the years. We've had to say a disappointing night for X, Y or Z. Isn't it lovely to have it the other way?
It's terrific. Another medal, a silver medal this time for Rashid Adeleke. Set a new Irish record as well in the final of the 400 metres at the European Athletics Championships in Rome. And what a race as well. Whatever about the medal, she was involved in a real gunfight, pipped on the line by Poland's Natalie Kaczmarek, just 9/100ths of a second between them. What a finish for both runners, and the winning time 48.98 seconds, a new national record in Poland, and also the fastest time in the world this year, and Adeleke's time a new national record. Just unbelievable running. Charlene Mosley crossed the line eighth, but let's focus on Rashid Adeleke, who singled out her mother for special praise after the race.
If you know my mom, she comes to every single meet. Ever since I was growing up in athletics, she put me first all the time. She would switch out shifts at work. She would always take annual leave to come watch my meets, take me everywhere, pay for everything. So to be able to be here doing what I do, doing what I love, putting all this work in, I just feel so grateful to her, because I definitely wouldn't be here without her.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
It's lovely. The mammies are featuring strongly. I saw it the other night when Ciara McGeehan won the medal. Didn't David Killick say to her, I have a text here from your mammy?
One man who's well acquainted with all those mothers trackside in Rome is Dave Matthews. He's part of our commentary team with Greg Allen, and he's on duty for us in Rome, and he joins me now. What a special moment, Dave. What do you make on it on reflection?
Oh, upon reflection, and I met the mammy 80 outside of the stadium last night, and I said, listen, best luck, and you know, wish you well, and no matter what happens, this is the beginning of the journey for, at a senior level, for Rashid Adeleke. We ran Darren step by step with both of them coming down the home straight, and I think it was just the maturity of Kaczmarek just edging her out. But again, upon reflection, I think Rashid initially would have been disappointed with the silver, but you know, upon reflection, she'll be happy. This is the beginning of her senior medal haul as such, and for this incredibly talented and world-class athlete. And I think the focus now will turn to Paris for both of these women, and with Rashida hoping to reverse that last night's result.
Yeah, incredible. Have we seen the last of her in Rome, Dave? Because I know you're on your way to the stadium now. Is there a chance she might appear in another relay?
Yeah, second last day. It's relays today, men's 4x1, women's 4x1, and we're not quite sure whether herself or Charlene Mosley will toe the line. It will require this. We will see whether they've come through the night. Not sure on that, Darren, but we'll update you when we know.
Yeah, okay. And just a final one. You've been to two Olympic Games yourself. Is she ready for Paris?
Yeah, everything is indicating towards that. This is like, we have a really, really world-class athlete on our hands, and, you know, it bodes well for 50 days' time in Paris.
Looking forward to it already. Thank you, Dave Matthews. More on this story a little bit later on as well. The Republic of Ireland's men's team away to Portugal in an international friendly, 7:45 start, live on RT2 and Radio 1 Extra. Widely reported this morning in many of the newspapers that the GAA's Football Review Committee will begin a series of tests over the next couple of weeks involving games between players who are no longer involved in the championship. And I think the big things that they're looking at, the disrespect to referees, obviously a big thing, and also cynical fouls. But some of the trial rules look pretty radical, looking to award 2 points for a team that scores outside a new 40-metre arc, 4 points for a goal. 3 players from each side have to remain in the opposition half at all times. Just trials, but they're definitely trying something different, and it'll be worth seeing that. And finally, Padraig Harrington, inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame last night in the US. We'll hear from him a little bit later on.
Look forward to that, Darren. Thank you very much.